evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KGBA. That's a great answer to that question, as always. All right, good. I have good audio. I'm going to make sure that that's down. All righty. Well, thank you, everybody, for your patience in getting this dog and pony show started. Just ran up the stairs. Had a couple of things to do, mostly work-related. In fact, I just walked in the door of the house from work. I did eat dinner. That's the good news. So anyway, let's see. The Bergen Amateur Radio Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club sponsored this TechNet on a frequency of 146.955, the 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey. This net is about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences, underlying technologies of all these things that we love and adore, and also how we operate and what our activities might be, and that's kind of cool too. So you're invited to participate, whether or not you're a member of the club. And the key point here is to have a conversation. So you might ask, what about? Well, let's see. By participating, you can bring up a topic, ask a question, talk about your experiences. You can ask for or post something for sale or swap or wanted. And you can even do none of the above. You might ask, well, why would you participate if it's none of the above? And the answer is because you're a part of the audience. And you also may be part of who we ask, you know, for their opinion or their input on a topic. And we can't do that if we don't know you're there. So it's really important to do that. So when you check in, indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, or none of the above. You can also check in with your call sign and your name is at the top, so that's key. The repeater is available, as I said, on 146.955. The PL is 141.3, and the, offset is minus 600. We also have an input via EchoLink, and we have a separate EchoLink check-in, so don't worry if you're on EchoLink, we will get you. That is K2FoxtrotJuliet-L, K2FoxtrotJuliet-L. All right, so with no further ado, any stations whose call signs begin with the letter November, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
November 3, Charlie Romeo Tango. Charlie, no dogs, no ponies, but a comment.
Yeah, but you got chickens, right, Charlie?
A couple thousand worms.
And a couple of thousand worms. Awesome. All right, very good, Charlie. I noted your comment. Any other Novembers? Okay, how about alphas? Alrighty, how about whiskeys?
W2BDQ, Richard in Clifton, New Jersey with two questions.
Good evening, Richard. I got two questions. Any other whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon. This is WA2UMP, Jim in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Good evening, James. Always good to hear your voice as well. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, Washington Township, with a comment and a question.
WA2Q, no traffic.
Okay, so I got Randy, W-U-2-S, with a question and a comment. Good evening, Randy, and thank you for running the Nest the last couple of weeks. And W, is it AQQBC, I think. Bruce, good evening. No traffic. I got you squared away. Any other whiskeys?
U2JEK, Don with a comment.
With a comment.
Okie doke, I got W2JEK and W2LCN, both with comments. Okay. Don, good evening. Rick, good evening as well. Very good. It seems like we have a busy night tonight. That's good. Anybody else with a whiskey?
W2APP, Paul Mobile, none of the above.
No questions or comments.
Okay, good evening, Paul. I got you with none of the above. And Charlie, the same, WE2R, welcome. Good to hear your voices as well. All right, any other whiskeys?
WI2WC, no questions, no comments, just listening.
Good evening, Steve. Was someone a double with Steve? Go.
SK2BAR, W2 Charlie Hotel, Ray in White Plains. Just a comment. Good evening. It's been a while.
Yeah, good evening, Ray. Welcome back. Good to hear you as well, and Steve as well. All right, any other whiskeys? Okay, Kilo 2s.
2EIR with a comment.
World is not complete without Howie with a comment. Good evening, Howie. Very good. Welcome. Good to hear your voice as well. Any other Kilo 2s?
K2GFM, Greg in Montvale, just listening tonight.
Good evening, Greg. Good to hear you. Any other Kilo 2s? Okay, any other kilos?
K2BAR.
Kilo Bravo 2, Tango Romeo Whiskey, good evening. No questions, no comments, just listening.
KB2TRW, good evening, Kai. Good to hear you. All right, any other kilos?
KC2ZMA Marco, good evening, Gordon. No questions or comments, just listening.
Good evening, Marco, good to hear you as well. Maybe I'll see you at the radio club tomorrow night. We'll get to that in a minute. All right, any other kilos? Okay, any stations other than Echolink, please call K2BAR. Yeah, unfortunately, there's a station, but they're barely chipping in. You're tripping the repeater, but you're not getting in at all. Try to improve your position. We'll get you later. Any stations on Echolink?
A2BAR. This is November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, 10 in Alliance, Nebraska. Tonight I'm a portable station going to the N2VHZ Echolink repeater. Back to net.
W2TTT disconnected.
That's funny. I disconnected 10 minutes ago. Alrighty, very good. Welcome, Ken. Good to hear you. Alrighty. Last but not least, are there any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Now there's 17 of us, plus the gentleman who can't get in, so that's pretty awesome. Alright, well, it's been fun, and I again want to thank Randy and Steve and I think Howie for running many, many nets over the last couple of months. In your debt, gentlemen. Thank you very much. So, with no further ado, let me hand it over to Don, W2JEK, K2BAR.
Hi, K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Barra will have a VE test session on Friday the 24th, that's a week from tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School, 6-3. Coming, please bring a test fee of $15, identifications, something with a photo on it, like a driver's license or a passport. If you don't have anything with a photo on it, how about a 24, non-photo ID. And if you don't have a license, you'll need a social security number. Until you can get an FRN number from the FCC ahead of time. If you are already licensed, please bring your current license and a copy of that license. And if you have a calculator, it's fine. The memory must be empty. Cell phones, iPods, etc. may not be used as calculators. There are credits for expired licenses after the two-year period. There's more data on that if anybody did. Keep it short tonight. Anybody who was licensed with a tech license before March 21st, 1987, if they're a tech now, they can just upgrade, like a paper upgrade. And the general class question pool is going to change at the end of June, so if anybody's studying, make sure you're studying the right material. Get your test again if you're studying the current material now before the end of June. Back to that, W2JEK.
Very good, Don. That's pretty interesting that you got a test session tomorrow night. That's excellent. And it's always good to get people upgraded, etc. Anybody have any questions for Don about licensing or examinations in general?
EK, it's not tomorrow night, it's next Friday, Gordon.
Sorry, I misheard. Thank you. Anybody have any comments for Don?
KB2, TRW, with question.
Go right ahead, Kai.
Sorry, I have not been on this net for some weeks. I was wondering if there are any upcoming tech level classes being offered.
Okay, people ask about that. I know some people were asking about that. If you go on the ARRL's website, on the licensing and click on there, you can find the test. I don't usually keep track of those things. People were looking for information about them. When they were having us in Fairfield, I forget just when that was. I think it was going to happen this weekend. But at any rate, it plays 8 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday of a weekend, followed by a test session. A lot of studying to do, testing to do. Look on the ARRL's website. I think that's the best thing. I know they have others that happen from time to time, but I really don't keep track of those things. Back to that, W2JK.
Mr. Kai?
Okay, thank you very much for the information. Yeah, I've actually looked on the website and I haven't found anything yet, and I did see the one in Fairfield. I think those are crash classes, and this is actually for the XYL. She's thinking of taking some classes, so I guess I'll keep looking. Thank you very much. KB2 TRW.
Yeah, Kai, check with the Farallon Radio Club. That would probably be a good start.
Very good. Thank you. KB2 TRW quick.
I must say, at this time of year, I'm not going to be running any classes, that's for sure. Life is too chopped up with work and my son's hockey. I'm lucky to get those two things and the essentials done. Alrighty. Thought anything else?
This is W2JEK. One thing to keep in mind, these crash courses, you have, let's say, 300 questions in the question pool. You devote 2 minutes to a question, you're talking 600 minutes, that's 10 hours. You've got to get the book ahead of time if you're going to do one of these crash courses. Really good at it even before you hit the crash course, and then keep it when get to a test soon after the crash course, or right after, at the end of the crash course. Information that has to be assimilated, and I think in 4 minutes out of 300 questions, so you keep in mind. Back to that, W2JK.
Alright, very good. That's good knowledge. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. Charlie, M3CRT, long time no hear. How's your lovely wife and your rugrat? While you're at it, M3CRT, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group, M3CRT. Everything's good here, Gordon. I just wanted to share a comment about this last Monday was the 2-meter spring sprint, and I came home kind of late, right as the contest started, And, of course, I don't have anything up for 2 meters for sideband, but I do have antennas. So I cobbled together some pieces and parts, and I hoisted my seven-element beam into the air and started pointing it around and connecting coaxes, and I did work 5 or 6 contacts. My furthest one was 380 miles, Whiskey 8 Sierra Papa Mike in Parkersburg, West Virginia. That's pretty good. It's out there. You focus on these operating activities, it's the contacts are available. You just gotta catch it at the right time, and when we have an operating activity like a contest or a sprint, it sure makes it nice to find people out there. So the next one coming up on Tuesday, April 21st, from 7 to 11 p.m. local time, is the 222 sprint. Probably not too populated, but some people have equipment for that. Let me drop it. Okay, hopefully I didn't time out there, but I'll continue. In a couple weeks here, on the 29th, it's a Wednesday, again from 7 to 9 local, is the 432 sprint. And while I do have an antenna, the conditions for setting up here are less ideal than on 2 meters. So what I'm considering is fabricating a drive-on mast mount for my car that I can, you drop the thing on the ground, you drive the car onto it, and you hoist the mast up and lock it in there. I'm anticipating trying to weld one together, and I don't know if anybody's attempted anything like that, but if you just do a Google search for, 2-meter spring sprint or VHF contest sprints for 2015, there's a whole slew of them. And then next month in May, the 9th, there's even a 6-meter sprint. And then we get into, like, the June VHF contest. So there's something pretty regularly all year that you can do. And just even cobble together what you got and have a listen if you've got the sideband gear for some of these bands. So thought I'd share that and say hello to everybody. This is N3CRT back to the net.
Very good, Charlie. That's just kind of fun. I, for years, was very active in the sprints, oddly enough, and did very, very well in them, and had a lot of fun. I would do what you're suggesting and then go hilltopping, and I would do it on a grand scale. I would take desktop computers and whatever I needed and put them in my old van, not the last van that I had, but the one before that. That was a lot less attractive, I'll leave it at that, but it got the job done, and I would hoist antennas up and do all sorts of neat stuff and even run a generator. Although sometimes in the sprints I would just run 200 feet of power cord because I wasn't running that much. I'd often be running QRP, so didn't need a lot of power. Anyway, okay, one year I ran off of battery and just once an hour ran the engine for 5 minutes on the vehicle just to keep things moving. All right. That was pretty cool. Anybody have any comments for Charlie regarding sprints or the VHF contest or portable operation on VHF, UHF, microwave?
K2EIR.
Good, Adi.
I'm listening with half an ear, so I hope none of this is wrong, but I believe I heard him mention the need or desire for something that he could drive his car over that he was hoping to weld. As a mount, there is a company that has something that makes it, and I can't remember its name, so there is one that pre-exists, which does not mean he should not imitate it, and I would refer him, not that it's a great picture, but once again, my QRZ page, I made a mount out of ace of an electric fan that was discarded. I took some U-bolts to one of the legs and put them through a plank of wood, and then I drove my car over it, so and mounted a vertical. It works. It's not heavy duty. It was cheap. but there is, as they say, something either made of aluminum or steel that goes for a couple hundred dollars that pre-exists. The name Pentagast comes to mind. I'm not by my computer now, but you should look for tire mounts and in connection with antennas. A Google search and he may find something. That's it. K2EIR.
Okay, very good. Anybody have any additional thoughts on this topic? To compliment Howie's and Charlie's?
J2JEK.
Red Don.
For those who are into CW, the North American QRP-CW Club runs a sprint every month. This month it was on a Tuesday night. Next month it'll be on a Wednesday night, and it keeps alternating that way. So if you have something going on Tuesday nights all the time, you can at least get to Wednesday nights, or vice versa. On 2040 and 80 CW, you get a bonus for using a straight key, so that it keeps the speed down so that it's tolerable. You know, somebody's spinning out 30 watts a minute. And it's a friendly kind of a thing. And happens to change your RST and the date, and you get a club number, which doesn't cost anything. And I send this all in. They go on the website, aqcc.info, and click on prints and put a log. And if you have a way, if there is a way of using a computer with it, or you can just type it in like I do into the auto log. And right now they've got over 112 sets from Tuesday night. They've got contest already, and there's a few more logs coming in, I'm sure. Hang up job with this W enthusiast. Back to net, W2JEK.
It's an 8F contest. That's good, too. Absolutely. That's pretty neat. Just curious if anybody, you know, I mean, many guys don't like to operate contests and operate portable day, but some guys do, and these sprints, whether they're HF or VHF, UHF, make it for a pretty nice time. It's only a few hours, maybe 4 or 6 hours, something like that. And they're quite relaxing, and they're great opportunities to, you know, test your skills for a short period of time. And, you know, often as it progresses, it ends up being a bit of a rag Tuesday session among some of the operators, which is nice as well. So do keep that in mind. Alrighty, just trying to think, anybody else? Alright, well, thank you very much. If you have nothing else, Mr. Charlie, we'll move on.
I have nothing to add, but if you Google, you know, drive on antenna base or antenna mast mount, drive on, if you use drive on, you come up with a bunch of different designs, and I saw one out of angle iron, and I'm going to borrow my friend's welder and see if I can get the thing together and working for the 432 sprint. So maybe if you guys are working that one, have a listen for me in 3CRT.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Thank you, Charlie. It's all good. And those are good ideas to look at. You can't go real high. You sometimes have to guy. And the other thing you have to think about is that you may want to take some stress off the wells. So do keep that in mind as well. Alrighty. Let's see. Our next person is Richard, W2PDQ, with two questions. Go for it, Richard.
Oh, thank you very much, Gordon, W2TTT. This is W2PDQ.
First of all, I'd like to thank Howie for running the net when you were absent. I was not there last week. He did a splendid job. A little bit of a comment. You're very high-powered, very hot in the mic. I don't know if you're Carl, QRO. But I'm just wondering about EchoLink. I hear all these stations come in on EchoLink, and they engage, and then about 30 seconds later, they're gone. And I'm wondering, is that the proper protocol? Is that like saying I'm listening and they don't talk on the EchoLink? And the second question is, this is the Chestnut Ridge Radio, and I'm wondering how to sponsor them. I don't see anything at all leads when I look them up on Google, always to like the Fairlawn Radio Club. I'm wondering if there's anything for me to go and do a PayPal or some kind of a thing to subsidize them since I'm using this radio so much lately. W2PDQ, back to net.
Okay. I'm not really sure. Well, first of all, I guess I am a little hot on the mic, so I'll back off. Is this any better, first of all?
Oh, a lot better. A lot more comfortable listening to you, Gordon.
Okay, very good. So I'll keep that in mind. Now I forgot your question. I'm sorry.
Gordon, EchoLink protocol. People coming in and engaging, and then 30 seconds later coming out. I don't understand that.
Yeah, you know, I don't either. And that's a really good question. I don't know why people do that. But you hear it all the time. I think also part of it isn't as bad as it sounds, meaning that people have connected and for whatever reason the message gets queued and therefore comes in, you hear at the same time the disconnect or shortly thereafter the disconnect comes because the queue is short. I think that might be a message switching problem, and that could be the overall problem. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. You would think if you engaged the repeater, you would say your name, where you're listening, or something more than just the call sign. I almost like get a little bit irritated when just somebody says a call sign real quick and I can't capture it, or if it just engages on the EchoLink and I can't capture it. I'm kind of slow. I'm not real fast on that. So it almost annoys me.
No, I understand. I really do. In fact, think about it this way. I had disconnected quite a bit ago, and it took a while for the disconnect message to get through and be heard on the repeater. And that can be due to the message queuing in the EchoLink system itself, or the fact that we use a remote-based access methodology. And as such, what happens is that we would not give the opportunity for the remote base to get a word in edgewise, if you will, and issue that message. So that could be the part of the problem. So do keep that in mind. I think that's pretty much what we're looking at here as a problem. It's a message queuing problem. Does anybody else have any thoughts on the subject? Okay. Mr. Don, go right ahead.
The only problem I really see with the EchoLink is the fact that the time they press the push the button at their end and it comes out over the repeater. I'm double with people. Like, people have to keep in mind EchoLink version on. They should keep in mind that they lay there.
Yeah, I think you're right. But you know, it's somewhat unique. I mean, it's not totally unique, but it's somewhat unique that the repeater is supported by a remote base type of arrangement. So that could be part of the problem, Don. So I'm not too panicky over it. Anybody else?
Connected KM4HBQN1STU. Disconnected.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. So I think that's, I think that's pretty much the topic. Richard, what's your other question?
Well, no, I'm not concerned about the latency problem. We just had a fine example of somebody checking in, checking out within 12 milliseconds. The other question is, I know you're associated with the Fairlawn, but we're using the Chestnut Ridge repeater system. But I can't find a way to go give money to the Chestnut Ridge repeater system, which we seem to be using a lot. I'm using a lot. So I'm wondering, is there a way to go support them?
Yes, there is. And you can do it online. And you can even do it via PayPal. So let's see. It's, and Paul, W2APP, set it up. But I believe it's www.alpinerepeater.com. So just checking that URL to make sure I have it right. And I think that page has what you're looking for on it, if it comes up. Yep. AlpineRepeater.com has everything you need, including the PayPal information.
Comment?
And there's also the form. Yes, comment, go.
This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy. With regard to the Chestnut Ridge Repeater Club and contributing, is it possible to get some communication back from them? I sent in my dues at the beginning of last December and have heard nothing from them at all. I hear from you in passing that apparently there are regular get-togethers or meetings or lunches or something that goes on, but I have no idea what's going on, and I feel somewhat left out on the cold and wondering why I sent my money in to support the club if I can't get any communication back from them. Could you offer some insight as to how they could communicate with me?
Randy, I apologize because you and I had this conversation a while back, and I forgot to send you Evan's contact information. So I'm going to send to the ComTech group and also specifically to you an email I got from Evan. It says that for the luncheon on Monday, this coming Monday, you have to let him know by the 13th. In point of fact, it'll be just fine if you let Evan know as soon as you can, over the weekend even, it's fine. We'd love to have you. And the problem is that Ted, W2PNE, is very busy taking care of the grandfather duties, and he doesn't have the wherewithal, whatever, or to get a hold of Evan, who's kind of like the social director, for lack of a better term, who organizes all the luncheons. And that problem has now been solved.
Okay, very good. I'm looking forward to that communication. Clearly, I understand and appreciate the fact that, you know, people's lives get very busy, especially with grandchildren, which is, as you know, or the net knows, is one of my very fond duties. But you know, the other thing is that, you know, months have passed and there's been no communication from the club, and, you know, I think justifiably find that a little disappointing. But I'm looking forward to the communication, and I'm looking forward to meeting other members of the club thank you from Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Yeah, and again, it's a organizational problem, structural problem, that needs to be addressed better, because the members who do join need to know about the luncheon, and the only way they'll know about the luncheon is if Evan gets the email with the ID and the name of the person, the call sign, etc. So I will tweak Ted as well, but I'll do that separately. But I've already put in the contact group email, and I also put to you specifically, even though I know you're on the group, that you'll have that information. It's an it's an enclosure, so you just open it up, and it's an embedded email. And I already indicated to Evan that I'm planning to attend. Hopefully that'll work out. Alrighty. Anything else on this topic?
W2PDQ. Gordon, can you put that URL on your Yahoo thing for the PayPal for the Chestnut Ridge? I'd really appreciate it, because every time I go here and do Alpine Repeater or whatever, I can't find it.
Okay, so what I did was I sent it to the Yahoo group already, so you should have it.
Excellent, Gordon. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that, W2BDQ, and back to that, and back to further topics.
Okay, very good. No problem. Glad to address that question. Randy, your comment and question, in that order, please.
Okay, well, we addressed my question in a timely fashion, thank you, and the comment has to do with something that may be of interest to many participants here in the net, certainly is to me, being a very, very old computer guy with, well over 50 years of association with computers of all sorts now. I'm getting old fast, but starting tomorrow, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there is the Vintage Computer Festival East down in Wall Township, New Jersey, and I'm going tomorrow morning bright and early. The Friday morning, the Friday sessions are kind of like a special add-on, and then they've got them all Saturday and Sunday, and one of the highlights is a presentation. Well, there's a number of notable people, but there's one of the highlights is a presentation on the history of VisiCalc, and Bob Frankston, who is the co-developer of VisiCalc, is going to be there to speak and present, and I believe that he's doing that on Sunday morning. But you look up the schedule, if you look up Vintage Computer Fest on the internet, you get the information, a very modest admission fee, and it's down in Wall Township, kind of like off of exit 98 on the parkway, back to net control.
If Mitch Caper is going to be there with 123, Lotus 123, I'm bringing my paintball gun.
Why? He'd appreciate it. All right, I got to ask, why is that?
Isn't he the famous paintball aficionado?
Oh, well, maybe he is. I don't know, but I've had many angry users swearing at me and throwing things because they didn't save their work for 4 hours and quit the program and without a save.
Oops. The first thing you learn to do is, like, save every 90 seconds, whether you think you need to or not. Back to net.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. All right. Steve, did you want to add any more to that?
Well, that's it.
Too busy chuckling. Thanks, WI2W.
Roger that. Okay, very good. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Steve. That was a good colloquy there. Alrighty. W2LCN, Mr. Rick. K2BAR.
K2BAR, W2LCN, thank you, Gordon. Just caught me off guard here. I was just kind of drafting a few things up. My announcement is this, very simple. Jacksonville Chapel does the annual 5K run. This year they're doing it in Lincoln Park, and they've got a nice little flat course set up. It's a great opportunity for any new hams or old hams to come out, set up their 2-meter radio. We've got a nice little frequency plan that we'll work off of. We'll be on one channel running simplex in the area. We'll set up an antenna. We'll go through a little morning briefing, have some bagels, donuts, and coffee, and then head out to our positions for just a few hours, marking the runners as they come through and just kind of coordinating things. It's a nice time to go through the exercise of emergency communications and the other things that we love. So if anyone is interested, please reach out to me at Whiskey2LimaCharlieNovember@ARRL.net. Or you can let me know now. I can write your name down. I'm actually drafting up the plan for the event this evening, and then I will be able to email it out the morning of. We'll meet up at about 8 o'clock and talk and look at some antennas, set up a few things, and have a good time. So again, this is W2LCN talking about the Jacksonville Chapel 5K race coming up in May 2nd, and that's about it. I'll send it back over to you, K2BAR.
I know I'm not traveling for business. I will check with the hockey schedule to find out if I'm free, but if I'm not dragged off to a hockey game somewhere, the answer is, of course, yes.
Thank you very much, Gordon. After the success of last year and the way that it was really, it just ran smooth. Things went very well. I'm not worried. In fact, I'm kind of excited. The first year was a little, you know, nerve-wracking to look at this and say what has to happen. But this year it's even better. We've got the emergency services right on site, so we'll have them there with us. They'll be located somewhere throughout the course. So we should have a pretty nice time here again. And anyone that is available, especially yourself, Gordon, you did a great job last year with the net control on that. Anybody who is even thinking about coming out and just seeing what's going on, we can put you into a non-pivotal role and just be part of the day and have a good time for that morning. It's usually a pretty nice morning. A lot of runners get out there, and it's just a good time for all. So back over to you, Gordon.
Comment. Steve?
Yeah, I'd love to come play, Rick, but May 2nd is Barra Portable Day, so I'm already committed. Sorry.
No worries, Steve. I appreciate the enthusiasm. No, let me go. Link up with you guys on the portable day afterwards. We usually wrap up pretty early in the morning after we usually go from 8 to 10:30. I think we can probably have everything set stuff.
I was thinking if I could get away with it, go from one to the other.
That'll work.
Yeah, that would be very cool. It would be a good ham radio day. And that Sunday is the Barra meeting. So it's a ham radio weekend with Sarah Law on Friday.
Sounds like a lot of fun. But, yeah, I didn't realize it was a portable day, too. So that's going to be kind of neat. Maybe I'll get a chance to do this, set up, and then shoot over there and set up some HF.
It's a good idea. That's the sounds we plan. So Saturday, May 2nd is both portable day and also the Jacksonville Chapel run for those who are available. See Steve, WITW, for the portable day, and W2LCN Rick for the Jacksonville Chapel. Alrighty, anything else, Mr. Rick?
No, that's it. It's been a great day at work. We've been getting a lot of things done. We've got a group of kids studying for the ham radio test right now, which is kind of exciting. We've got some fun things going on with a trip down to NASA in Maryland to see the James Webb Space Telescope. So a lot of cool things happening, and you know, it all stems from this whole thing called ham radio, and it's led us all over the place so far with the school, and it's just a lot of fun. And Steve helped us out with the the school club roundup, and we finished first in the state for New Jersey schools that operate, and I think we finished up 14th nationally for the high schools. We ended up with about 2,800 points. So it's kind of exciting. That was our first time out the gate. So thank you, Steve, and everybody else who kind of helps out and makes things work. That's it. I'll send it back over to you. KQBAR, W2LCN.
Very good. Very, very good. Alrighty. Let's see. Our next person is Ray, W2CH. Senior Ray, good to hear you.
Yes, K2BAR, Gordon, W2TTT, and Annette, Ray, W2CH. One thing I want to pass along, I don't know if you, anybody knew John, I'm trying to remember, DeLorenzen, in Thornwood, New York, here passed away unexpectedly in the last couple of weeks. I got emails about while I was away, AC2R, and used to be on Chappaqua Repeater a lot in the morning there, so I just want to pass that on. As I've been told, formalities had passed already since we got back from California. Hadn't been on the net for a while. A month ago today, Marilyn's left femur broke like she had the right a few years ago. But this time here in White Plains, and had an operation, short time in the hospital, some rehab, and then we were going for Passover to about 85 miles from L.A. to kind of a camp thing. It was nice weather. We did make it in spite of what happened from the 2nd to the 12th, so we just got back a few days ago. And I was going to say I hadn't checked in previously when Howie, you did the net there, very good job. And those are the latest comments, just in saying hello, being back here on the net there, Gordon. K2BAR, W2PTT, W2CH.
Oh man, I'm sorry about Marilyn getting banged up again. I'm glad to see she's on the mend though. That's good and it's important. Oh boy. So, anything else you, anybody else have anything for Ray regarding his adventures or Maryland's?
K2EIR is going to wish Marilyn a speedy recovery.
Thank you, Howie.
Yeah, ditto, ditto. Why, that really stinks. Alrighty. You know, a lot of you guys have been missing for a while, so I just want to kind of cycle back and kind of bring up some old bad news, as it were. Our good friend Jim Jackson, November Sierra 2 Kilo, he had retired from ABC, I guess, a year or so ago, and had bought a house in Arizona about 2.5 years ago, I guess it is at this point. And, well, he passed away on Easter Sunday morning, and he's sorely, sorely missed. There will be a service on Monday, I believe, in Arizona, and then in a few more weeks there'll be one here in New Jersey. Know that James, KC2SQV, is out there and going to represent not just our family, but Barra and everybody else, Fairlawn and Chestnut Ridge. At the funeral, he's about an hour plus away from where Jim's going to be memorialized. And his brother Paul and his sister-in-law Gail will be out there. They are out there. They've been taking care of Jim. And so they'll be there. So and they'll come back out here for the service that's here when that happens. So anyway, I just want to let everybody know that in case some of you guys missed that. But Jim had a deep voice and was very enthusiastic about lots of things. And he was a fixture at VHF contests and Barra Field Day and many other events. And as I said, he'll be sorely missed. Just keep him and everybody else was mentioned earlier in your prayers. That's pretty crazy when that many people are all, you know, going to the big DX destination in the sky. Alrighty, Next person, Howie, K2EIR, K2VAR.
Roger, K2VAR. So my comment really is that it's been a while, and I just wanted to say thank you for running this net. I enjoy it. I know others show up for the same reason. And, you know, every once in a while, especially after you mentioned at the beginning of the net how you ran up the stairs and you just got out of work, you know, it shows your dedication. And I don't want you to ever take it for granted that you're not appreciated. So, thank you. K2EIR.
Here. And thank you, Randy, and thank you, Howie. You know, I just bought a new hat, and now it won't fit. So, thank you, Howie.
They say no I decay in Spanish, right? Think nothing of it. don't get a swelled head, but we do appreciate it. K2EIR.
No, really, it's my pleasure to run the net, and you guys make the net. I just kind of orchestrate things a bit in whatever way I can, and I frankly thought you guys did an outstanding job, really did. So sometimes a little more organized than mine, but that may be maybe what the problem is. Anyway, I'm just teasing. Anyway, any other comments, questions, confusions for the net? All righty. Well, just a couple of reminders. We do have an email group on Yahoo Groups. It is a closed group, so you're not going to get spammed. At least not this one. And it's Comtech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa. All one word, Comtech Group. For any reason you can't find it, shoot me an email at my call sign, W2TangoTangoTango. At two different domains. Send it to both W2TTT@att.net and W2TTT@att.com. And the reason for that is there are sometimes days and even strings of days where I don't look at my personal email, and vice versa for the work email. Things get a little intense at work. I don't get a chance to get to the personal email, and I don't mind getting a thing like that, a request like that at the work email. It's no big deal. And trust me, there are times when I just don't want to look at my work computer, and so I back off and only look at the personal one. So that's one. Number two, the nets are recorded on amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tangovictor, and you can find our nets along with the tech net from Limark and the New York City Transit net, and I think one other on that page. And you can take them all, our nets, all the way back to net 4. I think the first three weren't recorded, but after net 3, they all got recorded. So it's kind of cool. It's very flattering. Sometimes it's a little too humbling to listen to those nets, too, by the way. But we're about 8 years plus in, and it's really kind of amazing. Or is it 9? One of those. I've kind of lost count. So that's that. Let's see what else. We also will take questions during the week, or if you have a topical suggestion, feel free just to shoot me an email. If you don't remember the Comtech group, you can do it there too. But again, W2TTT@att.net and att.com. And one last thing, and that is that we have a couple of radio club meetings. The Farallon Club meets every Friday, and the doors will open tomorrow at 6 in the Farallon Community Center. The Barra Tech Kid Night is generally held at Westwood High School in Washington Township, and on Tuesday nights at 7, and when the school is closed, it's held at the Township of Washington Senior Center Municipal Building. Either the
repeater timeout clear.
Well, at least I caught it as I did it, so pardon me for that. So yes, the Township of Washington Senior Center, on Tuesdays if the school, Westwood High School, is not open. And then Barra meetings are the generally the first Sunday evening at 7:30 in that same location. People gather around 7 for a lot of chit-chat. And let's see, the Chestnut Ridge has monthly luncheons that move around a little bit, but they're held during the week at noontime. This coming Monday is one, and again, if you'd like that information, shoot me an email and I'll take care of you. Make sure you get it. But we'd love to have you. It's going to be really a good time. And that's about that. So, anything else for the net, please call KTBAR.
Comment?
Comment, go.
Hi, Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra. While we were on that, here is just starting to program a new toy that I have. It's as a result of a discussion that was on the net, I guess, a few months ago. Digital voice, DMR specifically, or Moto Turbo. There's a couple of repeaters here in the Bergen County area. One is W2NPT at Fair Lawn on VHF, and the BCFMA, I believe, has a DMR-enabled repeater on UHF. So I've got the VHF model, so I can operate it with the Fairlawn repeater, and I'm just programming it now. And there's a couple of people using it. I know Marco, who's on the net tonight, has, and Paul W2IP, who's the Fairlawn Club technical rep, the technical committee chair, does as well. So it's I just mentioned this because it's a it's a new mode that people might be interested in, and equipment is becoming available to people, and it's an alternative to ICOM's D-Star. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
And these are the Kinect Systems radios that Jim's been talking about for the longest time?
That is correct. That's the one I purchased. I purchased the Kinect Systems CS701, which is you know, their rebranded, goodness knows where in China this thing was made. But it actually looks like a very solidly made handy talkie. It's, you know, got a fairly solid, either a very thick plastic or plastic and metal case. Seems fairly sturdy. And almost looks like it's more, you know, made for the commercial market. But you know, at a very affordable price, so it was worth a shot.
And what is that affordable price, roughly?
It is roughly under $200.
And that's very affordable, and it's very robust. This is unlike other Chinese handy talkies. In fact, Steve Malone, NJ2SM, has one of the Motorolas. I think he's got the UHF model, and if you put it next to a CS700, you cannot tell the difference other than the label.
Well, that, you know, similar things have been known to happen in other areas of product manufacturing where you really can't tell the difference other than the label, you know, or the model number. So this may be a case of that as well. Who knows?
It's outstanding, Randy. That's outstanding. By the way, I have the use of a 3-gig spectrum analyzer, a nicer one these days, for a indeterminate period of time, but it's not the pocket one. So the only problem is it doesn't offer a spectrogram. It's kind of old in that regard, but it is portable. I think its batteries are shot, but it does take 12 volts in, so that's a good thing as well. So I'm making good use of that. So if anyone needs a spectrum analyzer for up to 3 gigs, let's say Wi-Fi bands, the low Wi-Fi band, it's all good. Be happy to drag it along. I actually have been playing phone tag with the folks from Regal. It's rumored that their spectrum analyzer has a
a waterfall mode now, and it's quite good. And I'm going to try to get a demo of that. Their product manager got back to me after like a week and a half, because it turns out he was out of the country on vacation. He's an American guy, but